Intriguing facts and figures about the British monarchy. The British monarchy is not only one of the oldest and best-known monarchies in the world, but it is also counted among the more fascinating ones too. The enormously widespread interest in the British monarchy around the world is largely due to two factors. The first factor relates to the fact that quite a number of monarchs in British history, both male and female, had very memorable characteristics and personalities. By way of example, let us take King Henry VIII, who was the British monarch in the first half of the 16th century. Not only did he found the Church of England after breaking with the Pope in Rome, he also had as many as six wives, two of whom he ordered to be executed. This incredibly brutal behaviour rightfully earned him the name of the most bloodthirsty monarch in British history. Two other examples of world-famous and highly intriguing British monarchs are Queen Elizabeth I and Queen Victoria. Both of them were not only extraordinarily tough and strong-headed women, but they also contributed substantially to Britain's continuous rise to a global empire between the 16th and the 19th centuries. Another major reason for the worldwide interest in the British monarchy is that it is associated with a great many interesting, astonishing, and, in some cases, even downright bizarre facts and figures. To begin with, only few people, including those living in the UK, are aware of the fact that the British monarch owns not only all unmarked swans in open waters across England and Wales, but also all marine life in British waters within 3 miles off the British coast, including dolphins and whales. Secondly, British monarchs have two birthdays, an official birthday celebration in June and their actual birthday. This rule was introduced by King George II in the 18th century, because British weather is so unpredictable that monarchs should have a better chance of having birthday celebrations in warm and sunny weather conditions. Thirdly, did you know that British monarchs cannot be arrested or prosecuted, even if they broke the law? This is probably why they do not need to carry a driving license when driving on public roads. Last but not least, one of the most bizarre facts about British monarchs is that when the king or queen dies, the royal beekeeper is traditionally required to inform the palace bees about the loss. It is still an unanswered question what language the beekeeper uses when speaking with the bees. Let us now turn to a number of intriguing facts and stories that relate to individual monarchs in recent British history. For example, Queen Elizabeth II, who came to the throne in 1952 and died in 2022, had a habit of sending messages to her staff with the help of her handbag. For instance, by putting her bag from one hand to the other, she signaled to her staff that she wanted to finish a conversation as soon as possible. Similarly, putting her bag on the table meant that she wished to leave within the next couple of minutes. The current monarch, King Charles III, also has a habit that comes across as somewhat bizarre. Whenever he travels, he usually takes with him his own bed as well as a personalized toilet seat and special toilet paper. As a matter of fact, it is not only the monarchs themselves but also their entire families that have attracted people's attention for centuries. The most prominent example in this respect is the family of Queen Elizabeth II. The exceedingly huge degree of public interest in this royal family is primarily due to the fact that it has been subject to an unprecedented amount of media coverage. As a result of this tremendous media coverage in the last 50 years, the general public in Britain, and indeed around the globe, has gained an unprecedentedly deep insight into a wide range of trivial, amazing, and sometimes even bizarre facts about various members of this family. Let us start with Queen Elizabeth's grandson, Prince William, who is next in line to the throne when King Charles III dies. Interestingly, the prince has something in common with Harry Potter. As William was hit by a golf ball while playing golf with a friend back in 1991, he now has a scar on his forehead which is very similar to the one Harry Potter is famous for. Secondly, William's brother, Prince Harry, can rightfully be called one of the most unorthodox members of the royal family. He married Meghan Markle, a US-born actress with African-American roots and no royal blood whatsoever. What is more, their wedding, which featured a gospel choir, black musicians and a church service performed by an American bishop, basically broke with all the traditions that had been steadfastly upheld by the British monarchy for centuries. In fact, not only Queen Elizabeth's grandsons can certainly be called unusual members of the royal family. The lives of her own children have also been surrounded by unusual circumstances. Her daughter Anne, for example, was a great admirer of horses and was the first royal to participate in Olympic Games in an equestrian event. However, the most unusual story about Queen Elizabeth's family is presumably the marriage of her son Charles to Lady Diana, Princess of Wales, who is still believed to be the most photographed woman of all times. Their glamorous wedding in 1981 was the most televised event in Britain, and possibly, even globally at the time. No less extraordinary than this fairy tale wedding was the fact that the couple ultimately got divorced in the 1990s, an event that turned out to be a tremendous challenge to, and an enormous burden on, the royal family. Last but not least, Lady Diana's death in a car crash in 1997, as well as the Queen's inappropriate response to this tragic event, dealt an even heavier blow to the monarchy, which it took many years to recover from.